And I threw a coin into the pond, a coin into the pond. Watch the ripples twist as I made my wish, hoping you were wrong. And I've been rooting on the storm, I've been rooting on the storm. Open my front door and applaud the poor. I never feel the rain anymore. When feathers start to weigh you down, when feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, you let them go. Changing shades, the shape you take when you're done. When feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, you let them go. Feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, you let them go. Never sent. It lives inside a drawer. When feathers stop to weigh you down, feathers stop to weigh you down, feathers stop to weigh you down. Start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, you let them go. Feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down, feathers start to weigh you down.
You also have a great official live video on YouTube that was recorded at the 2018 Winter Wondergrass Festival for your song, Feathers.
Yeah.
Tell me about that song and video.
That's another one that we, you know, when we first came to Snow Ghost and with Rob and Brett, that was a longer tune, and I think that one, that's a pretty short one. We trimmed it up a lot, but we'll jam that one out, and it's quite a bit different when we play it live. And then, yeah, we got to play at Winter Wondergrass in Steamboat, Colorado. And it's outside, and it's in the middle of winter, and it's amazing that it even works. But everyone, all the bands are bundled up in snow gear, and all the instruments are slightly out of tune, if not very out of tune. But everyone's kind of in the same boat, and it's just it's a pretty cool aesthetic, seeing the snow come down and the lights and, you know, everyone bundled up playing music together. But we got a really great aerial shot of that video, of that song, and it turned out really great. Everyone should check it out.
It's beautiful, yeah. Beautiful video. You've done a ton of touring and played lots of festivals coast to coast. You previously shared a stage with such artists as the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Steve Martin, and Steep Canyon, among many others. Can you tell me about one show other than the one we just talked about that stands out as a really memorable one in your minds?
Another one was with Green Sky Bluegrass in San Francisco at the Warfield. It's just really older theater, and there's just a really rich history of, I mean, you name it, everyone's played there. And so you kind of get that feeling when you walk down to the dressing room. There's Jerry Garcia's dressing room is kind of like fully intact, like a bug set in amber or something. It's almost like a museum. So there's a bunch of really amazing venues that were really grateful to play at and lucky to, yeah.
We played a show in Portland, Oregon, like it was probably 3 or 4 days after the election, and the show was memorable for me for kind of an odd reason, because we're supposed to be playing music and it's supposed to be happy and fun, and literally in the street out in front of the venue we were playing, there, I think I counted something along the lines of like 30 armored cars with police and riot gear, and they're just one right after the other, like coming down the street, because people are rioting and all this, and then you have to go inside and play bluegrass, you know. So that one just sticks out to me. I just remember I was on a street and I could hear glass being broken and sirens everywhere, there are helicopters, and then like I said, you know, go inside and play a show and act like nothing's wrong. It was a really heavy night, you know, but it made for a cool show. I mean, you get inspired by all kinds of different things, all different kinds of emotions, and Portland is always really fun. Anyway, we played the Crystal Ballroom, is another really awesome venue, and the first time we played there, they have springs in the floor, and so when the crowd's dancing, I mean, they're just kind of bouncing up and down, and it's just really awesome. So Portland's cool for a lot of reasons, not just the riot gear and armored cars.
How do you do that, though, in a situation like that? How do you get yourselves back into the zone where you can be entertainers and be lifting everybody up?
You know, for me, sometimes it happens a couple songs into the set. You know, you can go into a set being really distracted by things. And I mean, it is a very emotional job that we have. And if we didn't all feel things very heavily, we wouldn't be able to play music, I don't think. But the best thing for me to do before a set is to be around these guys and just hang out for like, you know, 30 minutes to an hour and just like joke around, hang out, you know, and remember we're here to do something really cool, and we're really fortunate to be able to do this job. And so yeah, just hang out and try to get all the distractions away. And
yeah, I think it's important to remember why you played in the first place and to get to that transcendent experience, you know, when everything's going right on stage and everyone's happy and there's this reciprocal energy going on. You see everyone singing along and smiling, and that just kind of pulls you out of literally anything. And I think that's why I started playing music, and I'm sure these guys did too. But it's really important on nights like that to remember your job is to provide a vehicle for joy and happiness and hopefully a transcendent experience that can be shared.
With all that touring and all that together time, you've talked about some of the things that are great about it. What's the hardest part of spending all that time together on the road?
I think autonomy is something that we all struggle to find. At least I do, and I think I can speak for the group, maybe.
If I knew what that meant, maybe you could.
We spend a lot of time together, and you have little time to be your own person, independent from what everyone else is doing, your own schedule, your own pace. It's difficult to find those times where you can establish that on your own. When you gotta go, you gotta hurry, you gotta wait. You're required to do a lot of things and be a lot of places at specific times. And I always search for those little moments where I can go a different direction from the group sometimes. And it's not that I don't love them, but man, we spend
we're
a lot
right
of time
here.
Together.
We're right here.
We're sitting right here.
And just having those little breaks to be quiet and maybe take your time getting a coffee for here on your own. That's the recipe for success. But I think that's what I struggle with the most, is feeling independent and having my own schedule.
Yeah. For me, it's almost coming back home and trying to...
Oh, man.
You know, your time home has... My time home has changed drastically, you know, almost being home free, we call it, euphemistically, you know, not having really a home to go back to. We're on the road, you know, well over 200 days a year, and so it really is a huge sacrifice. I mean, the best sacrifice ever, but going home and seeing friends and everyone getting married and having kids, and it's a little harder to relate as the years go by, but I mean, I'm fortunate enough to be able to hang out with these guys. We get along so well, it makes traveling around the country and the world a joy.
I think whenever I first started touring, I was excited to get away from home and get out of the house and go tour, be on tour and be gone all the time. That sounded really exciting, and it is, and it's really fun. But now I look at my phone, and outside of these guys, I've got like four or five contacts that I talk to, you know, and two of them are my mom and dad, you know, so... unless you keep up those relationships with friends back home, you kind of start to, I mean, you get a little lonely, you know, and it just you yearn to have those friendships like you did when you were in high school or, you know, when you were a kid. And I think as I get a little bit older, I just start to miss people a little bit more. And it's not as cool to just be gone all the time, you know. It's wanting to kind of have some normalcy, and it's kind of impossible, you know. We're gone so much. I don't think Matt's the only one that actually has like an address. The rest of us just kind of stay wherever, you know. And that it would be really nice to one day say I'm going home and like know exactly where that is and have an address and have a family and have a fridge and a like your chair
full of organic.
That sounds
juice.
Really rad.
Yeah, it feels like these days the summer is really a special time too, because we get to see all of our friends, and our friends have kind of become musicians as well. So this bubble has shrunk into your friends are also touring around, and they call it see you next Saturday season, because you see everyone at the next festival all over the country. But yeah, it's difficult. I think you said it well, like maintaining those friendships does take some effort, and or you can just have crazy musician friends for the rest of your life.
That works too.
Yeah.
What's on the horizon for the Little Smokies over the next few months?
A lot of work. We're going on tour with Green Sky Bluegrass all throughout the United States in October and November. We plan some big shows in Colorado in the winter as well.
Yeah, that's definitely something we're looking forward to, and then kind of compiling and going back to the woodshed and writing and arranging and kind of gearing up for the new album that'll be coming out in the near future. We also get to play at this cool festival in Mexico called Strings and Soul with a bunch of our heroes. And the stage is literally half in the ocean. So it's going to be a week of a lot of music and debauchery.
And your website name so we can keep track of those tour dates and new releases as they come out.
Yeah, it's on thelilsmokies.com, L-I-L, thelilsmokies.com.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us. Thank you,
man. Yeah. Cheers out.
We moved along the Western Front through broken towns and thriving cities. She turned to me, tried to speak, but knew there'd be no convincing. And something changed in the way she smiled. She had a smirk like Mona Lisa. She became to me a mystery. It's like trying to make sense of the ocean. Might as well, she told me long ago, that you never really know. Might as well, she told me long ago, I'd never know until I recalled that night in the canyon bar. We sang karaoke to the strangers. Oh, but I still get chills. I probably always will. Whenever I hear Tiny Dancer, and might as well, she told me long ago, that you never really know. And might as well, she told me long ago, but you never know. Never know until you